It was one of the times I'd been sent out, my mother had sent me out some bullseyes. We longed for sweet things in those days. Another time I asked for a golden syrup and she sent me that, but this time it was in bullseyes. And I found, when I was doing dressings then, and I found it such a good plan, when I knew I was going to hurt a man, I popped a bullseye in his mouth. Worked wonders, really did. So I had got mother to send me out some more bullseyes. One moment was rather a horrifying one. I was attending to a hand, trying to get off the bandage, all stuck and all that, and I glanced round, and the matron-in-chief was standing at my elbow. It was very alarming for a VAD, but she was very nice and offered to hold the hand. So that was very kind. But it was pretty agitating getting off dressing, also against time, because the same thing happened, the train had to go, and you never knew how many fingers were going to come off with the bandage. It was very difficult. But one thing that was impressed on me there, as well as at Boulogne, was that the awful torture that a tight bandage can produce. I know in the Red Cross we used to be taught nice tidy bandaging, but my word, a tidy bandage put on up at the front, perhaps on the battlefield, some hours afterwards, you know, the hand swells with the wound and it almost cuts in. Sometimes it was awfully difficult to get even our blunt-pointed scissors, difficult to get them in to cut off the bandage. So that has ground itself into my mind. Never, never make a nice, tidy, tight bandage. Now, I know too much about it for that.